You're listening to EPN.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are with Lori Rosen, the managing partner of Black Sox US, handling all sales, marketing, and operations for Black Sox in North America. An internet pioneer and award-winning e-commerce site, Black Sox is the inventor of the Soxcription. Lori, impressive, and welcome to E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is Black Sox and when was it founded?
Okay, so in 1998, a Swiss entrepreneur named Sammy Lechte was a young executive out of MBA school, and he had a business meeting with some Japanese business people, and afterwards they went for dinner and then to a Japanese tea ceremony. So that, like every traditional Japanese tea ceremony, he was asked to take off his socks, and there looming on the right toe was a large hole. And so he couldn't focus on anything else but the large hole in his socks, and he realized that actually, A, this is embarrassing, and B, when you're busy on a fast track in business or a lawyer or a banker, you don't really have time. There's never a convenient time to say, oh, I think I'm going to go buy some socks. So using the internet, he decided to create a company that his mission is to solve men's socks worries. And how better to do that? Invent something called the Soxcription, which is an option. You can order the 9-pack, which is 3 pairs sent every 3 months. So just when that sock is lost or eaten up by the washing machine, all of a sudden a fresh pair arrives. Or you could buy, 3 pair or 10 pair or whatever quantity you desire. But the idea of it is two things. One is to make the sock buying process a little fun. If our site has a lot of humor, and it has a guy that talks to you and, has a lot of humor involved in it. Not totally, but, it just makes it a little bit more memorable. And also, basic service. People are busy. People, want the convenience of things delivered if it doesn't break the bank in terms of shipping or tax or anything. And so this is just a simple, streamlined service to just have those socks being delivered at your door.
It does sound fun. So do really people need to buy socks online? I mean, I'm being the devil's advocate for maybe the listener that's being a jerk.
it appeals to a segment of the population, and Black Sox actually is delivered in 75 countries. It's very big in Europe, and now it's growing in the U.S. It appeals to just a consumer that just wants that convenience. I mean, we have a lot of customers in New York City, and I laugh to myself when I get an order from New York because I think to myself, you can walk probably in a 3-block direction from wherever you live, whether you live in the east side or the west side or in the village, and find a good pair of socks. But again, it's people want that. They just don't want to spend the time. They'd rather spend the time, lingering in a restaurant or whatever. And so when I found Black Sox and approached the owner in Switzerland to take over the North American operations, it appealed to me because if I could buy something online rather than going to a store and all things are equal, the quality is good and the delivery is good and the prices are pretty similar, I will do it. So I know that there's people like me, then there's a lot, So when I heard about Black Sox, I said, hey, this is a good idea. I've been looking for a site that sells women's stockings sort of by mail, but never really found one. And thought this was an idea that I was thinking of, but it's already been proven, and I love the product. The product is high quality. They're made in Italy, and it just, as I said, it appeals, and it's also very streamlined. Like, there's not 50 options. Men do better with less options, we found. So there's only 7 or 8 types of socks. You could buy knee, you could buy over the calf. We have a few different colors in addition to black on the calf style. And then we have cashmere and sports.
Let's talk more about the sockscription. I like that term, and maybe get a little detailed into that.
It's a trademark name now because it is kind of funny, and it's clever. The idea was socks, either they get frayed or they get lost, or I don't know who, the cat, the dog eats them. And so rather than, it's personal preference. It's like, in my mind, paying off your credit card all at once or having it go along the way, although price-wise it's not a difference. But it's like your own comfort level. Do you want to get everything at once, or do you want to get it sent out over a period of time? And about 50% of our customers are sockscribers. So in other words, they say they want, you know, a type of socks either 3 or 4 times a year, and once they press send, that's it. They just go about their business and wait for that cool little gray box to arrive from Switzerland with 3 fresh pair of socks.
I love it. Today we are joined by Lori Rosen, the managing partner of Black Socks U.S., handling all sales, marketing, and operations for Black Socks in North America here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How long do people generally subscribe for?
Good question. 3 years. And the reason why they stop is because their supply, they actually have enough. So they'll take a break and then come back. But 3 years on average is the customer. And then recently, about 3 years ago, customers knew and were comfortable with the Black Socks brand, so they said, can you give us more? So we introduced, again, a very streamlined line of men's briefs, boxers, and T-shirts. And they're another item where, you know, once you find something that fits, you want to just put it on autopilot and have it come. Now, the briefs and the boxers, again, you can buy them a 2-pack or a 6-pack, or you could buy them by a subscription model as well. And those products, our socks are made in Italy, our boxers and briefs are made in Turkey. And they're very sort of, the T-shirts, you know, are like European cut.
So you mentioned briefs and other items. So what all does the BlackSocks.com website, what kind of products does it offer other than socks and underwear?
Well, we have navy and black polo shirts that were introduced last fall. And, again, very streamlined, classic, great cotton, great stitching, great style, but very, you know, very traditional. But in terms of our socks, I mentioned we have calf, business, light, knee. We also have sports socks, cashmere, urban, and merino wool. And then we have in the winter, we have ski socks.
Nice. Now, in conclusion, Lori, and from your experience, what tip could you share with our entrepreneur listeners, maybe an informational or motivational tip in regards to e-commerce?
I mean, e-commerce looks, it's fun, it's challenging, it changes all the time. And you really have to understand the full universe of tools and options and, you know, the Google search words and that whole world. Also, the bar is very high, that the major e-tailers are offering free shipping. They're offering returns. They're offering, very fast results and fast delivery and fast service. And so invest in the technology on the back end, because long term that will be a good long term investment.
Very informative, very enjoyable. She is Lori Rosen, the managing partner of Black Socks US, handling all sales, marketing, and operations for Black Socks in North America, an internet pioneer and award winning e-commerce site. Black Socks is the inventor of the subscription. You gotta love it. And the website of reference, I highly recommend, gentlemen, check it out, BlackSocks.com. Lori, thanks so much for joining us on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.